Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
Good day, my friend.
It's my birthday tomorrow.
I know, you're old.
21. You know, we usually do like a birthday deal or something. We didn't do that this year. Oh, well.
Maybe there's time.
There's still time. You're joining. A couple announcements. Actually, we probably got some ads running, so you obviously know about the giveaway of the InBody and the Grow Summit. Let's jump right into today's topic since that's checking that box. All right, so constant competition popping up around you. Maybe you're in an established area. Like I could throw a rock to several gyms around here. But you know what? None of them really worry me at all.
Yeah, they're not taking clients by any means.
They're not taking clients. In fact, we probably get more clients from any of these other places than lose them. And you got to think about like what is making people leave your facility? Like they join your gym, they have goals, they get into your program, they do the workouts, they do the things, and then I'm going to go somewhere else,
yeah,
or I'm going to quit and not do anything. And you have to start asking yourself questions. So like anytime we lose somebody, I'm digging in. Like, Zach, what did they say? Like, what was the reason? You know, and a lot of times there's a lot of stuff out of our control. But I will tell you this. Most often, you're not ever going to get the real story.
Yeah, the truth. Yeah.
The truth. You know, the default one's money because it's hard to argue. People, you know, times are tight, like things are going up in cost, and you know
I just saw an article today, like 40 or 60% of Americans think fast food is now a luxury because of the cost. So if McDonald's is hard to pay for,
imagine what
you know they're thinking when it comes to their fitness.
Well, I also saw a family of four cost $11,000 more this year than last year just based on household food and clothing and stuff like that. So yeah, look, inflation's real. Bidenomics is real. It's costing people more money. We're printing more money to give away, and that makes our dollar worth less, yada yada. But at the end of the day, there's always going to be a bucket of people that have money that aren't going to just quit because of that, right? They've got the money. They don't have to worry about inflation, a couple, you know, whatever here, percentage points here and there. So the question becomes like, what makes you different as a facility? What is the guy down the street saying to his customers? Fitness, nutrition, accountability. That's what we offer. That's what you offer. You know, like that's what we offer. That's not what we're telling the market, but that's what they're telling their market. And you got to look at the delivery of the actual workouts that you're doing in your facility. I think there's a newfound knowledge of really what's going on from the consumer side.
Sure.
They're smarter now. They understand what they're getting now. They're looking for more customized, like approach to their workouts. Nobody wants to be in a bucket of many.
Yes,
especially for the price points that we want to charge. Now, if you're a large group training gym and you're charging $159, yeah, that's what they're getting. Right, they're getting the WOD.
Yep,
they're getting the workout on the board. Everybody's doing the same thing, and you know, very little coaching, very little customization, very little, you know, like weight training, if you will, periodized, progressive overload, right? Then none of that's happening. You're just getting a workout. But if you're a semi-private training gym or claim to be one, or a personal training gym, you cannot let the consumer believe that they're getting the same workout as everybody else if you want to charge the price.
Yeah.
If you're willing to go down and go over to the small group side and just say, hey, we're just going to do a little bit less people, but everybody's kind of doing the same thing. And by kind of, I also want you to understand just regressing a level and up a level or saying this is a stability client, this is a base client, this is a strength client, like bucket 1, 2, and 3, that's not going to cut it anymore either.
Yeah, the difference is like the weight of the dumbbell that they pick up type of thing.
Well, that or even the movement, but all of the movements for the entire person's body, it goes down. Versus overhead presses, progressed over mm-hmm. here. Maybe they got knee problems, so their lower body, you know, squat pattern, that goes down to negative. Like, it's most gyms have a bucket that's this whole client is a base or an advanced or a regressed.
Sure.
And that's all the movements.
Yeah. So then half of what they're training isn't getting any progression. Yeah.
Yes. And we see that a lot too. In fact, pretty good, cool story. I didn't know about this story until we were at the Redline conference and Zach was on stage and presenting us, you know, the little bit more about programming and what we do here because Redline's looking to do more adult and semi-private. And that's, you know, that's why they brought us in. But the story was, I didn't know this story. In fact, he said, Tim, you don't know the story. And I'm sitting right in front of him. Right. So the story was, we had a client that came in from a one-on-one personal training gym, and her personal trainer had left and moved back to like Florida or something. And so she was looking for a new place. And, you know, she came in, and this was when we were still Pulse. And, you know, she gave us a try. And, you know, she went through the workouts, did all the things. And, you know, she comes in one day and she's like, hey, you know, I really thought I'd be getting more. Because she was used to one-on-one. And everything was written down and they would do meetings and it was very hands-on.
Sure.
And, you know, granted she wasn't paying as much with us that she was with her personal trainer, but she expected very similar, services.
Sure.
And really at the time we were doing that bucket thing. We were putting our clients in buckets and it was like, you know, she was advanced or whatever. And it wasn't customized and we weren't tracking the weights and we kind of like, decided, we told ourselves, well, nobody's really looking at that stuff anyway. We told ourselves a story. Again, this is years ago. Sure, we've come a long way. And, you know, she ended up quitting because she just didn't feel like it was customized to her. And that kind of like, I was like, oh yeah, wow, that does make sense. Because back then we were like, well, everybody's got to squat. Everybody's got to push. Everybody's got to pull. And everybody's got to rotate. And all these things are like, well, yeah, that's true. But to the end consumer, she was like, oh, I'm just one of many here and I'm not really getting anything special. So I'm just going to find somewhere else. Right. And so, so if we claim to be this, you know, personal training style gym, then we need to prove it to the consumer. And we definitely prove it now with our software and everything we're doing. But that was a reason people left mm-hmm. at the time. She at least told us.
You brought it up, and I'm glad you said it the way you did too, because within that, she might have been getting the results, or maybe not even her situation, but the perceived value is also there right? Yeah. So like maybe in your gym, you do have individualized, customized, like you are breaking it down by body movement and area and things like that. But if your consumer doesn't know that,
correct,
they don't see the value, right? And, the perceived value is the biggest thing. The consumer has to understand that it's happening in order for them to attribute any bit of value to it. Semi-private pro handles that without even having to say or do anything, right? Like they walk up, they see that their workout is entirely different than the rack next to them, the client next to them. And that reconfirms that decision to come here with individualized programming. I'm not just one of many. I'm one of one.
Yep.
And in a shared cost environment, right? We're borrowing time with the trainer. That's about it. Yep. But if you look at the spectrum of fitness solutions, right, from one-on-one, semi-private, small group training, with the gyms that we're talking to, the gyms that I talk to all the time, I can almost, just by the retention rate, almost tell you what type of training that they provide. Because right now, I mean, if you're in a group model, it is tough to be out and around. I mean, everybody's doing it. If you look at the last 10 years, like it exploded. Yep. Any, you know, between the Orange Theories, the F45s, like some of the big dogs out there, but even like, the boot camp style, like it became the popular thing, you know, that style of training and everybody ran and now offers it. But now it's that red ocean. I mean, every gym is offering just a different variation of a similar workout,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
And if even big box gyms offer the boot camp style HIIT training. You see it in big box gyms all the time.
And half the time it's part of a $29 membership.
Correct.
Like you're competing against, like out here, like our mountainsides and things like that. Yeah, exactly. They have those classes running and it's unlimited classes with your membership.
Yep.
The consumer's got that same option. They're looking at your $159 gym and saying, that's the same thing I'm getting for $29 and I get the whole gym. You know, anytime I want, there's a basketball court.
Well, the key to that is the price point alone might make them want to join because if they see, it must be different, but then they leave, right? They join, they experience, and then they leave with a bad taste in their mouth. They didn't get what the value that they thought because the $29 gym's got this for nothing. It's part of the cost of the membership.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
You know, when Orange Theory themselves is saying that retention is 3 months.
Dude.
It's not a question of how can I just go do that and do that way better at this point. It's this solution for fitness is it just got, this is the legs that it's got. It's not going to take you. You're not going to have 6, 7, 8 year retention when you can't customize programming and tailor it to the person in front of you. You can expect them to be looking somewhere else for the next thing.
And look, you know, I would tell you this, if you could go all in on semi-private, that's what I would do. But if you're a gym that's just so embedded in large group training and you wanted to add a layer in there and eventually move everybody up to there, I think that's probably an option. Yeah. I know it, it's an option because we did it here. So the kicker here is that you almost, when you add semi-private training to a large group training gym, it's hard to do. Well, depending on what you give them over there, that's a different story. I would tell you this, it's hard to do this, but you almost have to talk shit about the boot camp style. You know what I mean?
I know, yeah.
Well, this semi-private superior to that. And it's like, well, wait a minute. This is all you used to do. Well, yeah, we found a better way.
We've evolved.
We've evolved. Yeah. And, you know, we have a Iron Circle member, Casey Wash, you know, and he's just been a longtime friend. And he did a great job converting his whole gym, which was large group only, class-based, to a semi-private model. By being transparent, we found a better way. In the best interest of you, consumer,
there you go.
I don't feel it right to continue to train you this way when I know this way exists. And he pulled the Band-Aid off. He had a couple of cool things that he was able to do because he moved the locations within the same shopping center, just a couple suites down. And by doing that, it was like the trigger.
Yeah.
It was the reason he could do it. But that was a communication he gave to his consumers, like, hey, you know what? We've been doing this for years. We thought it was the right way. And we believed that to be the right way. But today, with what I know now, this is a better way. And our clients get better results and all these reasons why over here. And he was able to do that. And now he's in a category of one because, again, semi-private training, as much as you, the consumer, thinks everybody knows what it is, it is so unique to the end consumer. When they finally realize what it is, most often you're going to hear this say, oh my God, this is what I've been looking for. I didn't know this existed. I'm getting the attention I need, the customization that I need. It's strength training, which is what I want and what I need. And at the cost that's affordable here, it's the perfect hybrid of all of these things. In most the consumers never even have heard about
it. Yeah, they didn't. Yeah. And you said that too, like the consumer doesn't, or the clients don't even understand that, didn't know. It's a little arbitrary to them still. I honestly think that gym owners feel the same way. Because the problem is, it's not difficult. I don't, you said it's, you know, it's hard to bring in that new layer. Well, no,
I was saying it was hard to talk shit about.
The, oh, I got you. The, yeah.
That's where I was going with that.
Yeah.
It's hard to talk shit about the baby that
you've been doing
for 10 years.
Dance with the one that brung you, right? Yeah. no, but at that point, if I'm the consumer, if I'm coming to you as the solution for my fitness and health needs, and you come to me and you say, hey, we've found a better way. We've spent our time. We've educated ourselves. We've invested in the latest and greatest of what we can provide for you. This is the path. Your clients are going to love that, right? You're not forcing them out of what they're doing already. You're introducing them to something that they should have been doing, or we, you know, could have been doing a little longer.
Yeah.
And it goes back to like the painting it in the eyes of the benefit of the client. Nobody wants to pay more money. And if you're doing, you know, if you're making that transition and it does come with a higher cost, you better be damn clear of what the value and the benefits of that higher cost program provides. Individualized programming is far superior than throwing people in a room and expecting them to get great results when they're all doing the same thing, you know.
And then the question the trainer gym owner is going to have, how do I do that at scale?
Yep.
And honestly, we did it with clipboards for a long time. But the only way we could do that was with a good, better, best, or we had it stability, base, and strength client. Those were our three buckets. And every movement pattern was regressed, or every movement pattern was progressed, or base. And that's not the right way either. Without software, it's impossible to do at scale.
Yeah.
Hey, successful gym owners, is your gym on solid ground pulling in at least $30,000 per month? But you're wondering what's next? Well, we've got the answer for you. It's the Iron Circle. The Iron Circle is an exclusive growth community tailored specifically to gym owners just like you, those striving for the next level of success. We're all about real world knowledge and strategies to boost your business to new heights. To find out more, visit our website at ironcircle.net. It's the Iron Circle, because you're not just running a gym, you are building a legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
So by creating Semi-Private Pro, we can do it at scale. And honestly, we put Semi-Private Pro to the test. We had two coaches out, and Zach, instead of canceling, he goes, I'm going to train 12 people with Semi-Private Pro for the last 3 hours of the day, and I'm going to see how I do.
Wow.
He goes, dude, it was seamless. And we're like, well, should we go 1 to 12 and call
it?
Is that a new semi-private training? They all had their programming. They all were progressed, different movement patterns up to 7 levels. The clients understood to look at the screen. They would click a button like, oh, I remember doing the kettlebell deadlift, whatever. Cool. They would get their kettlebell. And then Zach, by the time they had set up, he's coaching their form. He's got his head on a swivel. He did it. And he was like, dude, this was the easiest 3 hours to train, you know, basically 75 clients.
Think of the task at hand.
Or 36 clients.
You know what I mean?
36 clients.
How difficult that could be for somebody who didn't have a software to
what we could.
That's exactly like impossible. The system carries the weight. We talk about it all the time. Like this is that right there is a perfect example of why we coach systems in our coaching program, not just, hey, here, go do this.
Well, here's
that is a system for success.
Yeah, the phrase is this, and Zach isn't a mediocre staff, but like great systems with mediocre staff beat great people staff with mediocre systems.
Absolutely.
Well, when you have a great staff and a great system, obviously 1 to 12, nobody, you know, they all enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Got their workouts in, everybody was sweating, high-fiving, it was awesome. And so that's it. Systemizing your delivery system through custom programming. The software is what we created. And by the way, guys, we like white label this software. Mm-hmm. If you don't even know that, like, I mean, we haven't really marketed it at all. We're just, we solved our own problem, and we've got about, I don't know, I think there's 22 gyms using it now, and they all love it. And we're constantly doing updates to it. But the point of this episode is not to sell Semi-Private Pro. It's to tell you guys, it's like the end consumer is smarter than they've ever been. They're looking for a specific price point. They want a specific value. And if you're just putting people in buckets or you're doing the WAD and everybody's doing the same thing, you're going to lose in the long run. You're going to lose clients. They're going to quietly quit. They're going to disappear. They're going to go join somewhere else because really, what are you really giving these folks for that price?
Yeah. And from a business standpoint, wouldn't you love to have a higher priced membership per client? Wouldn't you love to keep them months, maybe years, maybe multiple years longer? Right. Like that right there just tells me that you're in a better position and more successful. Yeah. Right. You've got more zeros coming into the bank account from the one client or the amount of time that they're staying.
Yeah.
And yet the transition, I think, scares a lot of gym owners. The arbitrariness of, you know, how do I deliver that? How do I do it? What does that look like? I mean, even we're working with a coaching client this morning and they're bringing semi-private in. And mm-hmm. first, you know, like that was his question. It's like, hey, do you guys have another gym that you've worked with in the area that I could like, I want to see what that looks like.
That's how I am. I want to see it.
Yeah. And I think a lot of gym owners are
that way. They're going from one-on-one
yeah.
to semi-private, which is a different way, right? The hardest, guys, if you're, this is, I'm going to give you the hardest scenario that exists. If you're a large group training gym that delivers customized workouts at with weights, with reps and sets, and nothing's for time, and you're not just doing as many reps as possible, or if you're not doing sets of like 50 and everybody's doing the same thing, if you're doing strength training
in a large group environment,
to take that model and try to switch it to semi-private, which will feel the same to the consumer and try to charge more because you got less people, that's a hard road.
That's the hardest of the transitions that we've worked with, yeah.
And it's very difficult because we're trying to show the value. You're over-delivering in your large group training. The way you fix that is you've got to slowly take away shit out of the large group training till it's down to body weight, every minute on the minute type shit, AMRAPs, 30-second interval type deals. Then you bring in semi-private.
Yeah.
Like that's the hardest, and people are listening to this. Well, the first thing I would do, and again, this is getting long on this episode, but the first thing I would do in that large group environment where you're over delivering, it was get away from sets and reps altogether. And go for times. Hey guys, we're going to do as many reps as possible in 30 seconds on, 10 seconds, 20 seconds off, whatever it is, 1 minute on, 1 minute off. Do intervals over there, as many reps as possible, and do rounds. And then you start taking away the equipment and then you start making it body weight, like all of it. And then keeping the reps and sets out of it, just staying with times and intervals. And then you bring in semi-private.
So. And again, we always go back to like, how do you paint that benefit into the eyes of the consumer? I mean, even that, if you're doing strength training in a large group environment, it's not the best version of training that you can provide, period. I mean, we know that. With that much, you know, that many bodies in the room, one person running around, no system backing it up, like that's injuries. Mayhem, injuries. Well,
I gave you that example of the college weight room.
Yeah.
These are elite athletes. Yeah. I saw a guy almost break his neck doing power cleans when he fell back and he snapped his wrist and the bar went across his throat. And these are athletes. If you're trying to do that with mom and dad, dude, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's the way that you go about it. I mean, you've been over delivering, yes, from a, I don't know, business standpoint in a way. But at the end of the day, the safety, the security, the product that you're providing for that client, you're putting them at risk, you know? And so I think that all has to kind of go into the conversation of the transition. Like, hey, we do enjoy this style of training. We do want to keep weights. We want to push the strength training component, progressive overload, but we have to differentiate because we don't want you doing that in a high intensity environment, fast paced, you know, 20 people wide. We're going to make this a little bit safer. We're going to focus on the strength training and individualize it for you. And then if you want to go get hot and sweaty and run around and burn some calories today, maybe you still have your boot camps.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a perfect way to do it.
I think that's the only way I think you can make that transition.
Yeah. Take a hard look at what you're doing, guys. There's definitely better ways to do it. And, you know, this episode was about why people may be leaving you. And this is obviously a for sure one, especially when you look at the retention of an Orange Theory.
Every time I'd have a call with gym owners, the retention is more often tied to the service, not other problems in the business.
Good point. All right. Hopefully they get your wheels turning, gym owners. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye.
All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies seven-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.